Transport worker speak out. Chris Failing Grayling's hypocrisy knows no bounds. We have now learned that the former boss of privatizer Carillion, Mark Davies, has landed another fat cat salary as managing director in charge of the multi-billion pound first phase of the HS2 rail project. This is despite the fact that in his former role he oversaw the company's collapse, resulting in the loss of thousands of workers' livelihoods. At the same time, the transport secretary announces he will expect rail workers to pay for a lower increase in fares by having employers use the lower CPI inflation rate for future pay negotiations instead of the more realistic RPI rate. Grayling has repeatedly been shown to be totally incompetent in dealing with other fiascos on the railways, such as driver-only operation and timetable changes. The RMT has made it clear that our members will not tolerate these attacks on their living standards, just so this government can line the pockets of its rich friends, the bosses in charge of profit-making rail companies and their wealthy shareholders. Our members will fight tooth and nail, as always, to oppose any attempt to impose below-inflation pay rises. The RMT also campaigns for affordable fares and reliable decent rail services for passengers. No to divide and rule. Nationalize the railways. Paul Reilly, RMT Union National Executive Committee and Socialist Party member.